Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And the Lord directed me for the next couple of days to speak on a subject that is important as far as the Lord is concerned, because that is His final instructions to the disciples before He ascended into heaven. And I'm making a scriptural reference to the opening chapters of the book of Acts, and Jesus, His last recorded words, as far as the Acts go, before He left His disciples, was to tarry in Jerusalem until they be endued with power from on high. He said, when you do this, you will be empowered so that you will be My witnesses in all the nations of the earth. And so they did that. And what I'd like to share with you is that there is the same mandate applies to us, that we are also to be filled with the Spirit. The scriptural evidence is speaking with other tongues. But the reason we are to do that is that we can be a testimony and a living epistle, if you will, to the fact that the power of God has not changed. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that He's called us to do the works that He commissioned His disciples to do, and even greater works. And so what I'd like to do is read that fourth verse of the second chapter, and it says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." But it's very interesting to note that just a few chapters further, in Acts the fourth chapter, verse 31, we see that Peter and John had been threatened by the Jewish leaders not to preach, not to speak in the name of Jesus. It says they returned to their own company. And when the saints were all gathered together, it says, "And when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost." So this passage alone gives us understanding that this is not it's a one-time experience that we can be baptized in the Holy Spirit, but there's a continual filling that we need to be able to carry on in a victorious manner in our Christian walk in life. And then let's turn to the 19th chapter of Acts, and here we see the importance of being filled with the Spirit, because Paul was in Ephesus, and he found a group of Ephesian believers. And in verse 2, he said unto them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" Now, when we become saved, the Holy Spirit dwells within us. He takes residence in our spirit. So you can't be a believer without having the presence of the Holy Spirit. But he said, "Have you received the Holy Spirit?" And they said, "Well, we haven't even heard of what that means." And he said unto them, "Then what were you baptized unto John's baptism?" Then said Paul, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." And in verse 6 he says, "When Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied, and all the men were about 12. So there is a continuing process that we, with the things we face in our lives, that we can ask the Lord to continually fill us, refill us with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18 says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." So, beloved, there's an initial filling of being baptized in the Holy Spirit, but there are many refillings. That literal Greek word that is used here means a continuous action. So this literally could be translated being filled with the Spirit. And so what I'd like to share with you today and tomorrow is that there are three ways that we can continue to be filled with the Spirit. One is to have a song in your heart. Secondly, the importance of thanksgiving, and that is very important. And then also submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. And these verses are found in the fifth chapter of Ephesians that we'll be making reference to. So let's look at the first one. Have a song in your heart. Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. In other words, we're to evidence praise. We're to acknowledge the benefits, the goodness of the Lord. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And then in Acts, the sixth chapter, in verse 3, we see that the disciples felt it was important that to help them with the work of the ministry, they appointed basically deacons. There were seven men, including Philip, including Stephen, who were full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, and they appointed them over the work of carrying the gospel and in teaching the new disciples. And this occurred because there was a murmuring of the Greeks versus the Jews, the Hebrews, regarding a neglect of their widows. And so how would the apostles know that these men were full of the Holy Ghost and not just literally speaking in tongues, which is the scriptural evidence, but in joy? Beloved, there, and I know if you've been if you are spirit filled, you know there are times you've just been overflowing with the joy and the power and the strength of the Lord. And joy is an evidence of being strong in the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, because that is the presence of the Lord. And our response to God's presence, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So it will be evidenced in smiles and laughter, in a positive, joyous outlook on life and what God is doing and his will. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That passage in Ephesians says that we're to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns, making melody in our heart to the Lord. That's basically a personal, individual process, a practice, spiritual discipline. And this scripture I just shared in Colossians refers to, when it talks about one another, that's public assembly. It's being together with other Christians or another Christians, two or three. God's presence is in the midst, and we're to teach and admonish one another. And if they didn't understand spiritual principles, well, the Psalms would teach them, right? See, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The Psalms of David and Asaph, they are just replete. They're an abundance of ways to show how we can express our thanksgiving to the Lord. And so we can trust God. He will give us the faith to step into this arena where we can allow God to give us a new song, where we can just in our own time be able to praise the Lord within a melody and words that he would give us. And so the second important thing is that we can give thanks. Ephesians 5:20 says that we are to give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a powerful statement because it gives giving thanks always, but for all things. And this is something we want to look at a little more closely, because even what on the surface apparently in appearance seems to be detrimental, doesn't seem to be a good thing. What is the promise God has given us? He is able to work all things for our good. And regardless of what it looks like, even sometimes what seems to be unpleasant things, or even out of the work of the enemy, God can cause good things to arise just because He's God. He has a marvelous way of doing that. And so we don't need to be anxious for anything. Philippians 4 and 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." So this passage is clearly saying we just don't let our needs or the needs of others be made known unto God, but we do that with thanksgiving. Why is that so important? Because thanksgiving is an acknowledgement of God's power, of His presence, of His willingness to not only hear, but to move, that He is going to provide the answer. Hebrews 13 and 15 says, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips." So that means something for something audible, something that we can speak forth, giving thanks to His name. So let me read that again. "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." Basically, beloved, He wants to hear you say it. So my time has just flown in. There's so much I could share on this, but we're going to go back to this subject tomorrow. And if you're able to listen, that would be wonderful. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And should you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast. They are archived there for your listening convenience. Also, as I always do, I give an invitation for you to write either by old-fashioned snail mail or by email. Share your needs, and I will personally pray for you and send back, if you share your mailing address, what God will give to be an encouragement to your heart. God has moved wondrously through the decades, through this ministry of correspondence, people testifying it was just the scripture, just the word, just the prophetic utterance that I needed to hear. So the announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.